Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Comedian Adam Ferrara is going to join us for a spirited conversation. The news is coming as well. First, there's LifeLock. Scareware is a scam where pop-up ads scare users into thinking their computer has a security problem. And the fix is to buy their software. Then they access and steal your info. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. It's LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
From the cutting room floor of the 2021 ACE Awards, honorable mention for best new definition of an existing word.
First thing, we got home from San Diego Way. I guess we pulled in here about 1:30 or so. Brian slept the entire time. Dawson in rare form.
Not rare. What, I wasn't drinking?
He was lit, but he was animated.
We call it laminated.
In 11 and a half months, join us for the 2022 ACE Awards.
Adam Ferrara's rejoined us in studio. Comedian, actor, host, stand-up as well. Comedy special, It's Scary in Here, is available for free on YouTube. Filmed at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. Got some dates coming up. Addison, Texas at the Improv, January 21st through the 23rd. Phoenix, Arizona, CB Live. That'll be the 26th through the 30th. Good to see you again, my friend.
You too, my friend. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Were you a car guy before you did the American Top Gear, or did American Top Gear make you a car
guy? It gave me the keys to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. I can't wrench. I wish I could. I can't. I don't. My job, I love cars because of my dad. So, because my dad could fix anything. So, but my job was to hold the light. Yeah. But that's what I would do. So I still can't wrench. And now you don't even need a wrench. You need a flash drive.
It's weird with, computer. Weird with dads. Because people go, I love cars because of my dad, and then go, I hate liver because of my dad. It can go a lot of different directions.
Something's either a warning or an inspiration.
Yeah, you know, but it's not so much the mom. The moms are a little more in the middle. Mm-hmm. They can love it because my dad turned me on to, or whatever, the team, the sport.
That's a great bit we should do. I love and I hate because of my dad.
I have many. Right. Yeah, I have several. That'd be great. I'm writing them down right now. Mm.
But your dad was a worker, right?
Yeah, he was a plumber. Construction. Kitchens, bathrooms and stuff. And I don't have that if-then go-to statement, you know, so I can't, you know. The thing that killed me was my dad was my hero. You know, he was my dad. So we're working on the car one day. It's not going well. I'm sitting there trying to do something with the carburetor. The wrenches are falling, blood spurting, and things are falling. My father took a long drag off. He's lucky. He put his hand on my shoulder. He goes, son, you got to get a job. You have to work at something the rest of your life. This ain't it. Mm-hmm. This ain't it. So,
well, this is something to think about. Mm. I talked to a lot of comedians, and you know, you go, what got you into comedy? And they go, I couldn't do anything else. I couldn't do anything else. And I wasted a good decade doing something else. I was good with my hands, so I was like, well, you have a skill. Mm-hmm. You have a vocation, you know, like go be a carpenter. And I could do something else versus a lot of my friends that were like bartending, going out on stuff. I felt like I had a truck and a tools and a skill, and that kind of slowed my role in the comedy.
Did you enjoy it? I walked in, you were talking about enjoying what you're doing, and did you enjoy it?
I got a lot of satisfaction out of it. Mm-hmm. I like possessing a skill. Yeah. I like knowing what the terminology and the tools. And I did have a moment. I fought it. It's a this today's show is filled with lessons, kids. I fought it for a long time. Like, oh, I want to get off this construction site. I want to get out of here. I want to do comedy. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. I want to hang around with these kind of people. I don't want to hang around with these kind of people. And at some point, I just said, I will make peace with this. This is what I do.
Okay.
For now, it's what I do. And it may be what I will be doing for the next 5-8 years. Mm-hmm. So don't fight it. You know, make peace with it and then get better at it and stop being so disorganized or half-assed. Yeah. I don't want to be here. Take your cords, wrap them up correctly, put the pan head screws with the pan head screws and the flat head screws with the flat head. Get organized. And otherwise, get your shit together and stop pretending like you don't want to be here. It's sort of like if you're going to be in prison for 8 years, make friends with the warden, get a job, learn to draw. Mm-hmm. You know, don't
read the Bible. Memorize the Bible.
Like, don't
clench.
Don't just sit and pout in your cell. I'm just kind of pouting on the job site. And immediately got easier and better when I leaned into it a little bit.
I think that's between power and force. Mm-hmm. You know, force is you're trying to do something. I don't want to be that. You're forcing an intention into an area. It's not going to be there. Power is when you're working with what you have. And you, like you said, you wrap up your cords. My old man told me at the end of a job, you wrap up your cords, you organize your tools. He said, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Mm. Right.
And if you're working with power, you're empowered. If you're working with force, you're going against something that's going to beat you.
So, interesting. Yeah,
it's like you said when you got better at comedy because you were enjoying it.
Yeah. You know, well, they feed each other. Yeah. I was less miserable on the job site when I was more organized and sort of took a little pride and sort of leaned into it a little bit. And it's, people, 8/10 of your life will be somewhere you don't want to be. Or you've decreed that I don't need to be here, I shouldn't be here, or this is less than what I want to do. Get good at it. Find some pride in it. Find a weird sort of Zen rhythm of it. Mm-hmm. Like you can flip hamburger patties and kind of find a rhythm, a Zen rhythm to it. And you're never going to love it, but you can certainly tolerate it while you're there.
Yeah, it's like those guys that used to do, the taping. When he put the sheetrock up and you got a tape, you see the guys with the trowels like, they were like ninjas. They were just ninjas. And I do it. There's tape all over the place. There's shit in the buckets. Things are wrong. I broke the corner bead. I just couldn't.
Yeah. They'd wear stilts.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
They'd have a bazooka, which was this gun that shot joint
people.
Compound. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
And it was also, it was bizarre. Well, not bizarrely. Eerily or something soothing to like watch guys who really knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
One of my few good memories from a construction site was I built a house up in the Hollywood Hills off of Woodrow Wilson. I worked on two houses. One was across the street from Leno's house back in the day. That's a famous story. But then I moved to another house up the street. And we'd done a big remod in the house and we were doing everything. And at some point, it became time to do the oak stair railing on the stairs that went up to the master suite on the second floor. And, you know, it's real precision. There's like radius stuff to do. It's clear. They're not painting it. And you got to think about a railing. I don't know if you think about a wood railing.
I have sanded a railing before. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It goes down. Yes. It's radius.
It's a massive pain in the ass.
How do you get the wood to do what you want it to do? It's got a dado joint in the bottom. Everything pops in. It's like.
And the clearance is. 4-6 inches, you know,
between the pickets. Yeah, but think about who's making all of this stuff. Anyway, I know.
Never occurred to me.
This that makes you an ugly American.
That's right.
At some point, there was a Japanese guy who was in charge of it, right? And he was going to do all the railing. And he, you know, so he was there for like, I don't know, a week. He would show up every morning. He had all his tools and his chisels all wrapped up, and he would unwrap them
like a chef.
Yeah. Like a he was like a sushi chef. He
would
open up. His hammer was a wooden hammer, you know, wasn't something from fucking Sears with the fiberglass handle on it or something. Rubber. And I've just watched this guy, his little Japanese banjo saw, you know, as I could hear the pan flute.
Yeah.
You know, just show up, he'd lay it down, you know, had his lunch, his little mini thermos and everything like all there. Yeah, and he'd just come in the morning he'd like make a little offering to the comedy gods, to the carpentry gods, and he'd just start in on it, like really methodically. It was never, shit, you know, I need to bum a cigarette off you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't that guy. This was what he did.
Yeah.
This is his specialty. And I would just watch him. And I just had so much appreciation for like the artistry of what he was doing. And I realized he enjoyed it. Yeah. He got a lot out of it. And anyway, me and some other white guys beat the shit out of him by the dumpster.
took his pants off.
Took the hammer.
His wooden hammer.
Yeah. We don't need your kind in here, Jonathan.
Keep
just beat
walking.
The shit out of
I'm
him.
From like, Tokyo.
We have universal slangs.
Trees aren't curved.
Epithets that just... Yes, cover everyone. Yes, trees aren't curved. Get out here with your hocus
bonsai.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop stunting the trees. Let them grow.
So, yeah, I remember that very clearly. And then later on, I became the guy to do the railing in the house.
How'd you do?
I wasn't as good as this guy, but I did it. And then the house burned to the ground.
Oh, my.
It was in Malibu.
Okay.
Railing fire.
An indictment on your work.
I know. I have no thoughts about it, by the way.
I'd rather burn this place down and fix this railing. Look at this.
That's
right.
That's probably what happened. Upset wife.
But yeah, just like, do you remember the Science Channel when they show the factory stuff and everything just moving in precision and stuff? Mm-hmm. It's almost hypnotizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, look at this. I have no idea what they're making.
Yeah. We should, as a species, appreciate this shit more. Mm. Sorry. So stand up for you. You're out on the road.
I'm out. I've got the two dates, Texas. I got the Addison Improv, I think 21 through 23, and then CB Live 26 through 30. And I'll be at Barrett Jackson at the auto auction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I make an appearance there. I go down, I see the cars. Craig's an old friend. So,
Craig Jackson.
It's really, really cool.
What are you doing? Are you performing there?
No, I do shoot some stuff for him. I was on all last year before COVID. I was doing the online stuff with him and April Rose. And we would do like pieces on cars. And then every 15 minutes, we would do an update. But it's great. You're like a kid in a candy store. You get there 2 days early. You see all the cars. And
yeah,
it's
the
fun.
Collector car stuff's going nuts. Barrett Jackson's coming up in
the week of 26th, I believe it is. 26th.
You say in Vegas or Phoenix?
This one's in Scottsdale.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there used to be one in Mohegan Sun. I think they moved to Houston. They moved from Mohegan Sun to Houston. Palm Beach was a lot of fun to do. Humid. Bring your powder.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm shooting stuff. I was getting out of this the SLR to Mercedes.
Was best with car. The gold wing door.
The gold wing door goes up, and I was like, oh, the balls need this. Okay. I can stretch them out without being seen. So, yeah, but it's a lot of fun. Were you at SEMA? I was shooting stuff at SEMA.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't at SEMA. My guy, Matt Moderator DeAndrea, who I do CarCast with, went to SEMA. I've not been back. I mean, they close stuff, then they open stuff, and it was all sort of – everything was stupid. Think about the notion of last year – well, the year before, Monterey Rolex Historics got scrubbed. It's in Monterey. Yeah,
totally outdoor.
On the water.
1,000% outdoor.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of social distancing going on inside those vintage race cars. And it's like, we just had this weird, maybe it's dangerous, maybe it's not, just pull the plug on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, SEMA was fun. I shot this. It'll be on History in February. It's like it's called Launchpad, and it's like Shark Tank for automotive people. So
nice.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who won, but it was pretty cool. I shot the semifinals and the finals there, so that was pretty cool.
There's a new sitcom about
American Auto.
Yeah, yes. Catherine Hahn, I think.
Is it good? Has anyone seen it?
I saw the clip. The one clip I saw was pretty funny, but I haven't seen any of it yet.
What do you think, or I don't know where we're at, the state of the network sitcom?
Oh, Christ.
Don't know.
I haven't laid my eyes on one in well over a decade.
But could somebody blow it up and bring it back? I mean, could there be – well, first things first, you'd have to thin the herd.
Mm-hmm.
This committee of 18 executives weighing in on, you know.
Not going to happen.
And it just – it fucks – think about this as it pertains to art. You know, I've been in those rooms. I've had those conversations, CBS, NBC, or wherever. It's like they go like – imagine being in a room with your writer, the creator of the show, the showrunner, and you're sitting there and they're like, Nancy Gordetsky doesn't like this joke, and you go, "It's a, but it's a killer joke." Yeah, but she's never heard of Burning Man. Well, then that's on her. Let's just get rid of Burning. Let's just say he was at the swap meet smoking pot, and you go, "It's so much better being at Burning Man."
Yeah.
And
they go, "I know, but in your
just
head.
Get Nancy. Just give her." Mm-hmm. Just give her this one.
Yeah.
Just give her. Just give. You know, many conversations where you go, just fuck this joke up because that bitch doesn't know comedy. Just give it to her. She doesn't. And I go, well, tell her everyone knows what Burning Man. Yeah, but that's going to piss her off because you're shaming her essentially because she's saying I haven't heard of Burning Man. And it's just like, all right. So is this how we're going to do this? We're going to take a bunch of unfunny people and give them jokes or take away jokes. And how could this process be helped by this? How could the product be good? What has worked this way? Could she get involved with Dave Chappelle's stand-up act as well?
Tweak it a little.
People don't give, we don't know what a TERF is. Could we, I didn't like the beginning part. Yeah. Can we call it something else? And then Dave, just give her that joke. Just weaken it a little bit. Well, these are the conversations. Yeah. So there's, if you want to know why it fell off a cliff, is because that is the process or was the process. It could only come back as if they clear the room get some Seinfeld type guy and goes, this is the show.
Yeah.
Or Larry David and Seinfeld here's our show.
In this hypothetical scenario, I can certainly see a scenario where some young upstart executive at NBC hands over the keys to the kingdom to some genius Sacha Baron Cohen or whoever. Mm. What I can't see is them getting around S&P standards and practices. How do you compete with the Hulus and Netflixes and HBOs of the world when you can't curse or even allude to penises or vaginas or boobs or whatever? Like, you are hamstrung to a certain set of rules, and for that reason, they'll always be what they are.
Yeah.
Well, they're lightening it up on some of the language, but not some of the attitude stuff. You cannot make jokes about this group or that group or anything else.
Because it's not a subscription. You're not paying for it. The ads are what's driving it. So art and commerce are never going to meet. They don't care about the art. They care about the money.
Yeah. I got to do a break here, but let's – no. But it's true. And then it's also – you know what I heard when I was doing a sitcom pilot? I heard the word like nice and likable like 3,000 times. Mm-hmm. And I had one of my mini meltdowns on the soundstage, which is I was being told like, he doesn't seem nice. It's likable, nice. And it's like Archie Bunker wasn't nice. You know, it's the death of comedy is nice. You know what I mean? It's like, but he should want to be, he's likable. It's like likable, nice. Mm-hmm. I kept hearing it. At a certain point, I just went, it's called a sitcom. It's got the word comedy in it. I haven't heard the word comedy. I've not heard anyone bring up funny or comedy in this fucking, it's been 3 weeks. All I heard is nice and likable and relatable. Where's the comedy part? How come no one has thoughts on comedy? We're trying to do comedy. It was all nice and likable, and that's when it really started to, like, it lost its edge, you know. We had to make sure. But again, we grew up watching Archie Bunker, not likable at all, but super funny.
Yeah. With a 92 share.
Right. I imagine.
Likable is quantifiable easier than funny. You know what I mean? You can't stick your neck out and be like,
yeah, but
not
it was
funny.
Also the times of which we only had 3-4 channels.
That's right.
And TV was supposed to be socially relevant. Now there's so many choices. You're struggling for attention. You know, where are you going to put your money? Where are people going to put their attention?
I'm always curious whenever they do shows that involve them building a car.
Mm.
They can never make a bespoke car. It's out of the budget. You know what I mean? They have to take a 89 Chrysler LeBaron and knock off the name tag and then like put some weird aluminum tape over the headlights. It has to be something else.
Right.
And if you know cars, you can kind of spot it.
Yeah.
I think in the commercial, what was it called? American Auto Company?
Yeah.
I think it was like a Chrysler 300 or something they were using. That's my the things I spot in sitcom commercials are Steve Garvey and Chrysler 300s. But yeah, what's the number one network sitcom right now? What kind of numbers are they pulling?
Is Big Bang still on?
No.
Young Sheldon?
Modern Family's off.
That's long gone.
Yeah.
Young Sheldon's
That's changing.
I know. I couldn't tell you, man. I know that NCIS and all those dramas kill, but if it's their sitcoms, I fucking...
Is Three's Company's gone, right?
I think so. Chris looked that up.
I think Big Bang gave way to Call Me Kat, which is Mayim Bialik's sitcom where her name is Kat, and she runs like a cat restaurant. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yes. Like a cat coffee shop that has cats in it, and her name's Cat.
Yeah.
It's high concept.
Well,
but every cat is likable.
That's right. That's very relatable.
Yeah.
Somebody just got to get in and sort of turn the whole system back in time, like just bust it up, give the Larry Davids and Norman Lears of the world. Let's just let the guy have autonomy.
Well, the Simpsons, you know how the Simpsons last long? There's no suits.
Right.
They deliver it to James Bell Brooks. Goes, you push play.
Yeah. Right.
Same thing with South Park.
Yeah.
Right. Or in another world, or probably this world, does the network sitcom simply go away and give way to competition, reality series? Yeah. Like, that feels like much more likely.
I know.
I would love your scenario, but what are the chances?
Well, not good unless they bottom out. All right, do we have the trailer for this show?
Let's
see if it's a Chrysler. This is
just the part you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Someone bring me up to speed on this self-driving car that we are announcing.
Yeah. Oh, baby, drive us around the block.
You're calling it a gas tire.
Seems a bit misogynistic.
How is that misogynistic?
Because you can't call women baby.
It's not a woman, it's a car.
All cars are women, everyone knows that.
Well, this car is a man, okay?
Figures. First car to do the driving, and it's a man. Effortless.
With a knee. Yeah, we're not laughing that hard.
Mm. There was one scene where he gets mad because the white car hit a black guy. And that was funny when the black guy got out.
Was that a Chrysler 300?
That was a 300, yeah.
All right.
That was 300C, I think.
Oh, see, everything is ruined when you know about cars.
You know what I love about Chrysler products? The littlest dopey. This is how geeky I am. There's a rocker switch under the steering wheel for the volume control. And that for me, it's, rather than doing this for the volume, I go, this is genius. Genius!
The volume control's a little, not rocker. I mean, it is a rocker switch, but not for rockers.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you want to turn up the...
You can turn up whatever you want. Sports radio, whatever you want. I'm not going to judge what you turn up and down right there. It's all you got to do.
I just said rocker switch. I wanted clarification for Gina.
Thank you.
The rocker switch.
Thank you.
Now
let me tell you what I didn't like about that Gallardo. That Lamborghini. Pedal box too small. Launch control very violent.
The Gallardo.
Yeah. The Superleggera. I had a Superleggera. I used the launch control. That's where you read it.
Lamborghini lightweight.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I thought I lost a kidney and dropped the transmission. That's how violent this thing was.
With the launch control.
Yeah.
You guys know how launch control works?
Mm-mm.
You do a setting. So cars have so much power now that if you just sort of rev it up and drop the clutch, you might just spin the rear wheels. And Adam, you helped me with this, because this is more modern than I use. But supercars have launch control now where you put it on the launch control setting.
Yeah.
It puts it to the right amount of RPMs for you.
Smart.
You push the clutch in
foot on the brake.
Foot on the brake.
$5,000 on the RPM.
Yeah, or depending on whatever works the best. And the car takes off as fast as it possibly can without any human error.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fun. And it's like being aroused at knife point. It's like you got adrenaline going, but I could die any minute.
Speaking of the volume knob, I don't have much to contribute to this conversation, except my wife was in automotive research for a long time. And anyone who's seen new cars knows that everything's push button and touch screen. And you know, it's very modern. Turns out that people, car buyers, only wanted knobs for two things: volume and heat and cold.
Mm. Yes, I totally agree.
Please thank your wife.
Yeah, I'm driving around with
just
this.
Messenger. I'm like Katharine Hepburn. I'm just sitting there trying to. I can't do this.
The volume knob and the heater knob will probably never go away.
Interesting.
Yeah, they
like that control.
Cars got cool and digital and modern, like in the 80s, and some of them went to a digital tachometer, numbers going up. Digitally, but everyone wants the needle.
The
They want the sort of...
let me take this. The gnarled wheel.
The gnarled wheel. No, we want the... certain things are just better analog. I think people kind of like their watches that way.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We'll take a quick break. Adam's going to hang with us, and we'll do the news, and Adam will hang out and crack wise right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff face on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, let let's start local. We in California have a mask mandate, as you know, that was supposed to expire on January 15th. So we only have a few days left. But wait a second. It's been extended through at least February 15th. That's according to KTLA News. So the mask mandate went into effect on December 15th. And again, it was set to expire in a month, but things are getting a little wonky, so they say. So it requires masks to be worn in all indoor public settings, regardless of vaccination status. The mandate's February 15th end date will be reevaluated closer to that time based on conditions across California.
This is, when is the Super Bowl out here?
Sixth?
Yeah, they're looking at Dallas. They're looking to move it to Texas.
Looking at alternate venues.
What?
They have a contingency plan.
Yeah, backup venues.
Is it on the 6th?
I'm guessing. It's beginning of February.
No, it's
the
not.
The 2nd or 13th?
13th.
It's the next week.
The next week it is?
But it's technically still part of this mandate.
Well, that's
13th.
What I'm saying. It made it under the 15th mandate.
Right.
We should move it. Let's move it. Fuck the California.
The Super Bowl.
Fuck now. Yeah, this fuck.
Oh, I thought you said move the mask mandate. Said, yeah,
no,
move
the, get rid of the mask mandate, but move the Super Bowl. Go to fucking Texas. They'll go watch it there. No one will get sick. We'll lose a bunch of revenue.
That's what,
and we'll learn a fucking lesson, you fucking idiots.
As soon as California realizes how much money you're going to lose, they're like, listen, all right, we're going to let it go for four quarters.
I don't know. They're fucking retarded. They will take a stand.
If this game goes into overtime, you put your mask back on. But for right now.
That's right. Yeah, right. Put your mask on. Here's a hot dog and a beer. Nurse this thing for 3.5 quarters.
Exactly.
I was watching the Rose Bowl, held at the Rose Bowl, filled with to capacity with 100,000 people in it a week and a half ago or whenever, New Year's, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was watching a capacity crowd sitting in the Rose Bowl. How did we pull this off? I didn't even see anyone wearing a mask. How come we canceled it last year? Mm-hmm. What the fuck is going on? Where's the fucking experts? Where's the fucking science? Barbara Ferrer? Mm-hmm. Not related?
No.
What the fuck? Come on, people. You guys, you're following the science. Where's your fucking science? Zero Rose Bowl, packed Rose Bowl. Okay, should have been a super spreader event. Then where? Give us some data from the Rose Bowl. It was packed to fucking capacity. Mm-hmm. You can cancel it out here. They'll move it to Texas Stadium. It'll be packed and nothing will happen.
Yeah.
How often does that need to happen around the country before you get your fucking heads out of your assholes, you pussies? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was, frankly, because it's California and it's Newsom, I was wondering when they're going to shut down Disneyland again.
Oh, yeah. He must have that on his things
to do.
And his to-do
list. Steve Buscemi, people to kill.
That's right. Live stick through it.
Whatever the new variant is so transmittable and so small, the masks don't do anything with the new one. That's what I hear.
I don't know. Look, my mother's flipping out. I have a pre-existing condition. I'm old. All right, Mom. So I went to see for Christmas. I'm not coming out of the house. There's a news. The unicorn's out there. I'm not coming out. So she's all nervous, right? So I pick her up. I take her around. She's got the mask and everything, but she can't. It's hanging. Mm. And I can't tell her. Mm. So she's like, I feel so, you know what? I hate this mask, but I really can't get sick. It's dangling. Mom, it's a flag.
But a lot I should of be able to read your lips.
Yeah, but it's nerves, and it's you know, no one really knows, you know. Yeah.
What are you I know, do? But let's stop shaping society around a pack of pussies.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be shaped. I don't want society to take the vote. Well, people are nervous. Oh, the mask doesn't do anything. Well, yeah, I know, but people feel better about wearing the mask. Fuck those pussies. That's my feeling. I don't want to shape society around it. It's a fucking either works or it doesn't. Either we can have a stadium filled with people safely, or we can't. I think we just played a whole college season with capacity stadium. So if that in fact is the case, then we may do that. Yeah, but a lot of people over here in California, they don't feel comfortable. Fuck those sheep pussies. Fucking kill yourself, pussies. You're ruining my life. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you have a problem, go fix it. Get some therapy. It's not my fucking problem. We had a Rose Bowl that was empty, and now we have one that's full. So let's hear the data, Barbara Ferrer. You can shut your fucking cunty mouth. Fuck you. Why did we cancel it last year? Well, we didn't know. Okay, well, now we know.
Well, not only that, why even have the protocols if we're not going to enforce? Like, you can have mask mandate at the Super Bowl. You can require people to be vaccinated to get into the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to eliminate it altogether, why even bother? Why even bother with those steps?
How are they going to make the decision? Okay, let's say we're going to move it, right? How are you going to move this game? It's not like, listen, We're going over Carolla's house. Right? Gina's dog is out. She doesn't want to put it away. It's all over Carolla's house.
You can move the party, but you can't move the actual game.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, are they seriously talking about going to Texas with
it? I saw it. What do I know? I saw it in the paper.
I saw the same
paper.
Thing. Yeah. Contingency.
Yeah, LA Times reported it today.
Oh, man.
I think they're just thinking about how we're going to do this if we have to do this.
Or they could just play the fucking game.
Yeah. I really think they're going to say, with the money they're going to lose. And Kroenke just built that stadium?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Yeah. What happens to the $1 million suite ticket holders that are going to be fucking
Look
furious?
Look at Rose Bowl 2022.
Wow.
Is there not 100,000 people in that fucking stadium?
There is not an empty seat.
All right. Well,
is everybody
it's
okay?
been two weeks.
A lot of red.
Has it been an issue? Or?
I haven't heard anything.
I heard Doug got a sore throat.
Doug?
Yeah.
Your friend Doug got a sore throat?
Doug went sore throat. I don't
see
know
him.
What we got to do.
In the corner?
Yeah, there he is. Oh, he doesn't have his mask on. Mm. Yeah.
Aha! Your fault, Doug!
Where did they move it last year? They moved it to Texas last year?
Arizona, right?
Oh, Arizona.
Glendale.
All right. Mm. God. These other states, they must be so happy we're retarded. I just love it.
When is gas coming down? $5. I need a cosigner to fill up my car.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what I said. That, you know, I don't know how anything fucking works anymore. But if we're so worried about the debt crisis and about all this, why don't we just put a moratorium on gas tax? And we all pay, you know, $2.50 and fill up. And, you know, wouldn't that be helpful?
Vote grand.
That's right.
That I don't get.
Well, it's obviously kicks the shit out of poor. But gas and food are the two things that just beat the shit out of poor people.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
So cancel it. You'll have canceling
shit. If you really
shit.
Want to help out poor people, yeah. Well, take the tax and put a moratorium on it for a year or something, or until whatever comes back down.
Your opinion, I think, and it's working because I'm looking at it. But do you think they're trying to just get it to buy electric cars out here? It's like what they did with cigarettes,
like the road diet.
Yeah, there is a lot of that.
They're not upset about it.
There is a lot of that because when you hear them talk about it, they'll go, "Yeah, well, we're working on it, but it does help with the electric car, or whatever." If we had an electric car, but by the way, there's just a fuck. I just read it was a few months back, but there's an article about during the heat wave, don't plug in the electric car. So we don't have the grid.
Nope.
I know that's what I was thinking.
That's why all the neighborhoods went down. Because the charging stations.
Oh, really?
That's what we talked about when I lived in that part of town in Mid-Wilshire. All the grids went down because there's charging stations. The grid's 100 years old.
Yeah,
great.
It's crazy.
Get the grid together.
All right, let's move on. As rumored earlier this week, the Grammys have been postponed. The Recording Academy issued a statement that says, given the uncertainty surrounding the Omicron variant holding the show on January 31st simply contains too many risks. So they're postponing. They're going to postpone the Music Cares Person of the Year, which is honoring Joni Mitchell and Clive Davis. That's a pre-Grammy gala.
Clive may not
they
be around next year. Yeah, and Joni is, well, I mean, Clive Davis got to be 90, 89? I mean, late 80s?
Well, they're saying they don't know when they're going to be able to do it because it was supposed to be at Crypto, at, you know, Staples, as we all know it. But, you know, those bookings are getting pretty full, so you can't just move it.
Oh, right, because the calendar fills
up. Yeah, so we'll see about that.
Another award show.
So we're going to miss the Golden Globes.
Poor David Wallace.
And we're probably going to miss that, too. Speaking of missing,
who was going to host the Grammys?
I don't know. I don't even know if it was hosted or not. Yeah, it's a safe guess.
Mm-hmm.
At least to open it.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Okay. All right. Your beloved Sex and the City sequel.
Yes.
And just like that. Chris Noth has been cut from the season finale. I mean, his sky is falling. That's following his sexual assault allegations against him, despite his character, John James, Mr. Big, Preston, dying in the first episode. He was set to make this cameo, I guess, with Sarah Jessica Parker in the last episode. But now the footage, quote, will not make it to air. After the show's premiere and his high-profile Peloton commercial, Noth was hit with several accusations of sexual misconduct. He's denied them. He also was dropped by his talent agency and the show Equalizer, which I think he was on with Queen Latifah,
yes, yeah. CBS.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's a cop.
Great sitcom.
Well, arguably more laughs in the Queen Latifah playing the cop on the edge than there is in the standard 30-minute format.
Yeah.
He
went from everyone's, like, we forgot we love him, to this.
Well, first off, shouldn't you... You just get accused of stuff and you just get cut out of everything. Now. Yeah. You just get dropped.
Because people don't want to touch it.
No, can't have the risk.
We talked about that. We just talked about
that. What the risk is? No,
the secondhand risk of being associated.
Right.
I know, but does anyone see from a societal standpoint that if you could, you'd like to get someone canceled, all you have to do is rustle up two other nutty chicks and you could just lie and go, I'm not saying they are. I'm saying you could.
No.
You just go, oh, that guy touched me inappropriately in a nightclub in Miami in 1987. I go, oh, okay, where do you want us to fire him? Like, so it's a little bit of a weird place we're in, you know?
Right.
And so the thing is, you know, you go, well, he should get his day in court and he should be judged by a juror of his peers and so on and so forth. That's our system, but that's not this system.
No.
This system is shit can his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's his livelihood.
Yeah.
And then once it happens, it kind of is. You know what I mean? Like, well, you want to hire Chris Noth? No, he's the one who got in trouble with it. Well, he didn't. We don't know if he got in trouble. He was accused.
That's not what we remember. Like you said, oh, didn't he rape somebody? Like,
yes.
That's that. Yeah. So I don't know what's next for him. But on the flip side, it does remind me of that line through. And I totally agree with Brian. Not an Oscar award nominee, but a good movie, The Promising Young Woman, mm-hmm. that came out, what, 2 years ago?
It's a good movie.
It's good, but yeah. It was up for Best Picture. And, you know, she's, you know, basically taking revenge in certain ways against these predatory guys. And one of the lines at the end, he's like, and so what? She's going to accuse me of this and ruin my life? Don't you understand? That's a guy's worst nightmare. And she goes, any idea what a woman's worst nightmare is?
Getting raped.
Yeah, so it kind of puts things in perspective.
Oh, that's what she meant.
God damn it, Brian. So
cat
I get
dying.
I should have cut
cat
on.
Dying. That's right. Being out of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, that movie was overhyped, but
yeah.
A good movie.
Yeah.
It's not Academy.
Well, we were talking about laws and new mandates. We haven't talked about the ones that are about to go into effect.
Mm.
You want to talk about some of those?
Yes.
California specific or federal?
I think these are nationwide, but with the ones that aren't, I will let you know. So effective on January 21st, states have increased the minimum wage to $15 an hour. This is something I'm really interested in. There's something called the No Surprise Act.
Mm.
Any guesses?
Oh, wait. Yes, I just...
Something tells me this may affect you, Brian.
I just signed this.
You did.
I literally just signed this yesterday. I went to the doctor. It's about surprise billing or something.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is one of those things. It's like, what took you so long?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is, it goes into effect. It bans surprise medical bills.
Yeah.
The federal ban prohibits most unexpected medical charges.
No glitter in the envelope?
Somebody delivers it in a singing telegram from out-of-network providers and will apply to about 10 million bills a year.
You know what? I think I remember hearing about this early last year or mid-early last year. I think it's a Trump thing, and I'm not a huge Trump fan. I think it's a surprise,
but this is
a great law, and I was 100% behind them.
Yeah.
He also wanted to fast-track. Like he had to think about experimental medications.
Yes.
Like if you're dying,
yes. you want it.
You can take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's called the guinea pig law.
A good law is a good law.
Well, let me give you some for instances with this. So it protects patients when they receive emergency care or scheduled treatment from doctors and hospitals that aren't in their insurance network and that they didn't choose. Yep. Consumers are responsible only for their in-network cost sharing in these situations. That is fabulous. Illinois, the Teaching Equitable Asian American History Act, very specific, they've gone into effect. The law requires schools to add a unit to the curriculum on events of Asian American history, including the contributions of Asian Americans in advancing civil rights since the 19th century and contributions made by individual Asian Americans in government and the arts and humanities and sciences.
I'd love to be the grizzled teacher. It's like, all right, everyone turn to Pearl Harbor. Chapter says Pearl Harbor. Then we're going to go Bataan Death March after that. And then we're going with Comfort Women.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to watch Bridge Over the River Kwai, and then that'll about cover us.
All right.
What about Michelle Kwan?
I don't know that name. Is she a comfort woman?
Christy Yamaguchi?
Another comfort lady.
No, they're Olympic champions.
Well, all I know is my great-grandfather died in the Bataan Death March, and I had an uncle that was on the Arizona, Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that about covers it for me.
Today's lesson is called John McCain Got Off Easy.
That's right. That's right.
And finally, we're just to put a bow on this, DC, welcome. They will start fining for using gas-powered leaf blowers.
Good.
The regulation was passed in 2018, but wanted to give people a nice 4 years to switch over. Now the fines will be $500 a pop.
Well, they're going to have problems like we have here. We got to figure it out. Who is doing... Look, we've had this law in place since 1999 in California. We're on the vanguard of all things pollution, all things... We've never enforced it once.
Right.
There's 100% Hispanics with leaf blowers. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, you see a white kid on a skateboard with a leaf blower, but he's just fucking around.
Just for fun.
Well, it's the only time you've ever seen a blue
Johnny
guy.
Quest.
Yeah, he's blowing... Yeah, you got Eric Stromer's son. He's on the cul-de-sac. He's fired up the leaf blower. That is the only time I've ever seen a white dude holding a leaf blower.
For falling.
Yes, pure sport. In terms of work, it is 100% Hispanic here in California and certainly in Los Angeles. And who's going to take the poorest people in our culture and fine them $287 for their leaf blower? We won't do it.
But
we
can't there be a voucher for a new leaf blower? I mean, if you're going to help, help.
I'm with you. You know, the part that everyone loses in the discussion of the leaf blower, especially the sound is horrible. Mm-hmm. The pollution, what comes out of the tailpipe mm-hmm. is horrible. And then everyone goes, get them an electric leaf blower. But the problem is it still kicks up all right. the dust and all the particulates right. and all the things. You when you're walking your dog, you see that big cloud of yeah. dust. And the guy's out in the street. Well, you don't have the sound, or you're going to have some yeah. with the electric. But nothing stops the huge plume of all that's the true. Shit that's on the ground that's going to end up in your fucking lungs. That's the worst part about the leaf blower. It's not – you've – the exhaust of the leaf blowers never fucked you up.
Right.
It's what it's the what dust cloud that fucks you up.
So again, I ask, where's the lawn vacuum?
They have some version of it.
What? Buy a rake. Buy a rake.
The handheld lawn vacuum.
I had a rake. My father gave me a rake and garbage bags. He mm-hmm. said, I'm going to work. This lawn better be clean by the time I get home. That was it.
Adam was 41 at the time.
I was 41 years old.
And that's we
I
talk
had a
about,
whittle the rake.
We talk about narcissism, and it's like a rake. You're taking your stuff. You're putting it in your bag. You're disposing. A leaf blower, fuck it. I just don't want it in my lawn. No. I don't want it on my porch. I don't want it on my curb.
Or maybe we could. You know, you ran in the one at 6:45. Mm-hmm. I've done a million. I'm walking my dog on a Saturday, even a Sunday. It's 2 in the afternoon, and the guy's blowing the shit all mm-hmm. out in the street. Maybe there's just a window. You know, like crab season or something like that.
Leaf
you know,
season.
Like, there's leaf season. Like we go, look.
They do. They call it autumn.
It is it is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's definitely not Saturdays or yeah. Sundays. Like here's your window. I would go, all right, I'm not going to walk my dog until right. after 4 or I'll save it for the Saturday right. or whatever it is. But I don't know. It'll be interesting if they enforce it because mm-hmm. we're very selective here about the enforcement and the we don't like the narrative of
bad optics.
Yes, we don't like the optics of enforcing certain things. So yep. I don't know who's doing the leaves over there, but if they got a bunch of Irishmen, they're going to hand out some tickets. I doubt the Irish are as into lawn care as they were.
Yeah, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4:30, yeah. Patty. Turn it off. Turn it off.
That's right.
Got a lot of Glens.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, let's talk about a different kind of law. This is coming out of Spain. Spain will consider a pet's welfare when couples divorce or break up, and that starts this week.
Custody.
Yeah, it's a shift that strengthens the case of couples obtaining shared custody for their animals. And like you said, France has it, Portugal has it.
This is good.
They don't want to treat animals like property. They want to treat them like your ward, you know, like you're like a living
but,
human creature.
But this
creature.
Is this
Not
is
human, but.
Society, this is a culture who are running out of problems. That's
yeah.
why you like these right. kinds of laws.
Mm. Right.
You don't see so much of this in the Sudan and you know
what?
Middle East and places. You know what I mean? Like you, this is when you really, if you want to know where to move, like who has the best culture, find the one with the craziest laws that really neither here nor there. Everyone else is looking for clean water to drink and
right.
you're trying
Animal
to figure
custody
out
laws.
Who's getting yeah. the collie
right.
when you guys go your separate ways. That's a little bit of out of problem.
That's true.
Society.
Although that makes California a bamboozle state, a real bait and switch.
Right.
Because that's all we care about.
We do those. We have the, yeah, we have the transgender aisle, the Target law, mm-hmm. and then we have homeless humanity flopped out on every
side. Does nobody
sideline.
Hear me? Gas is $5. Can we focus on that,
crazy.
Please?
You should be so lucky if it's $5.
Where are you going?
The worst is when you, if you watch the, not the local news, but you watch the national news, and people are outraged because the average cost is $3.11.
Oh,
and you're like,
there.
Oh, it's
I
brutal.
I would drive for that.
Right. I know.
Do you know how bad I got the cheap gas app on my phone? It stopped working.
Oh, my God.
It stopped working. It gives up.
They said that they thought maybe in San Francisco it's getting to $6.
Jesus. Of course
like,
it is.
Why? Why here? Why is everything the most? Why does it have to be? It doesn't have to be.
In the rich parts of town here, Beverly Hills and whatever, it's $6.
Oh, is it?
I mean, like $5.99
for the
that's the cash price.
The
when you get up, they're like, sorry, we take pelts. You got any pelts?
That's right. There is a cash price.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
All right, one more. Well, let's make it good. Here's a fun one. So, State Department of Motor Vehicles receives thousands of requests for vanity license plates every year, and it's somebody's job within the department to accept it or deny it based on what they want. Many requests are denied because they're inappropriate. So the Ohio DMV has released their list of vanity plate requests that were deemed inappropriate for 2021.
This should be required.
And I have a few of them.
Hey, Chris, on the back street, the street right behind us.
Yeah.
Are you able to ascertain that direction?
I can't.
Gina wouldn't know. All right. The street behind us mm-hmm. has a Honda that says like MVP Mamba. On it. It's a Kobe. Kobe lives.
That's what you're saying?
And he's driving a Honda.
He's driving a Honda.
Mighty have fallen.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, it was there 2 hours ago. I don't know if it's moved.
We're checking.
But it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. You're right about that. I do just want to remind everyone that I was right that Laurel Canyon goes north and south.
Medellin yeah, you're right.
East and west.
You told me
no, you're
east
right.
and west, so that fucked me up.
Yeah,
but I said north. You're right.
Thank
I've lived there my whole life.
Yeah. Then we can just stop
because
it,
the big
right.
deal is south of the boulevard.
No, yeah, into the hills.
If you live south of Ventura
right,
Boulevard
right.
on Laurel Canyon, you're doing
you're
well.
You're moving on
so,
up.
So I was like, they're living south of the boulevard. That's
you're
Ventura
right.
Boulevard.
Well, let's go through some of these license plates and see.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So this guy's got his Mamba MVP thing on there, or MVP Mamba, or Black Mamba, mm-hmm. or BL, mm-hmm. whatever. We can figure it out. Now he's driving a Honda.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's working in this neighborhood. Do you think he's a huge Kobe fan, or is he thinking ahead? Like,
oh.
I pass a lot of restaurants in Portland. It's like, Black Lives Matter. We stand with you. Like, when the next race ride, is this guy trying not to get pulled out of his car and Reginald identified
right.
over the fucking cinder block in his head. Like, maybe this guy's just thinking ahead.
Interesting.
He's not a basketball fan. He's scared.
Yeah. I got my Ted Nugent forever license.
Kill him.
You might want to chisel that off.
This guy's just thinking about.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was walking through Portland, I saw 1,000 Black Lives Matter all in the windows, all kind of going, bust the other window.
No, you're right.
Maybe I was thinking that way.
What was the sign I saw that it went by too fast to take a picture of? We were in a not great part of Portland. Remember, it was like kind of some rundown houses, a row of them, and a not great looking house. And I think they had a big sign in front that said, Black people are magic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could do Magic MVP.
That's right. Magic
another
Johnson.
Famous Laker.
There you go.
I don't know. Well, we'll see when they get back if that's still there. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. The list.
So this is the Ohio DMV list of inappropriate license plates that got denied from 2021.
Can we decipher these? Do they require, like, deciphering?
I will help you with that.
Okay.
The first one was, I guess the guy's name was Zach. Nut Zach.
Nut Zach.
Oh, that's fine.
Not
He's
bad.
A nutty guy named Zach.
Boob 33.
Mm-hmm.
I'll submit again next year. Turd Pro.
Well, he's probably a Rooter guy. It's probably a van. It's a Rooter service.
Right.
You know what I mean? Turd Pro. Call Turd Pro. Like
right.
it never happened.
He's a proctologist.
That's right. Drug DLR.
Oh.
Drug mm-hmm. dealer. Oh.
Pharmacist.
You probably don't want. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pharmacist. Mm-hmm.
Again, I'll resubmit next year. Slut Bus.
That's funny. Get some for your daughter.
Yeah. F-bombs.
Mm-hmm.
B-N-D-O-V-R.
B.
Bend over.
No, oh, bend over.
Also maybe a proctologist.
Yeah. Or his name was Ben.
That's right.
I pee a lot. Too effing slow.
Oh, like you're speeding along with someone.
And no, wait, who? All right, go ahead.
Oh, the last one, 2020 FU.
Who? Like that one's easy enough, but there's got to be.
That guy hates perfect
first off,
vision.
This can't be a dedicated job at the DMV.
Oh,
you can't
be awesome.
Just do this. You got to work a window.
Right.
Approving a personalized place.
Yeah, there's probably a committee.
There's got to be someone who's like, hey, John, you do a lot of crossword puzzles, right? Yeah. Come here.
Yeah. Could this be?
They must have to hand it off little bit, because we've all been behind the person with the vanity plate and had to ask the guy in the passenger.
What does that mean?
Absolutely.
25% of those are undecipherable.
Right. Mm. But some I don't get.
Yeah.
I need a set of eyeballs on it to help me through. There must be the committee, right?
No, there has to be. You're right. If it's euphemistic or if it's just somebody's name, absolutely.
I would argue that the first one with the guy's name.
Zach.
You got out of jail on that one.
He's grandfathered
in. What if he's an almond farmer?
His name is Zach.
Yeah.
What if he makes peanut butter?
All right, Max Bad. Anyone see that?
Still waiting. Yeah, we sent Kalen out, so he's out there right now.
Well, he's getting high then. It's just the first car. He'd turn around and come back. If it was not there, it's not there. But all right. I'm curious.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
All right. Do you think he made a right when he left the gate or left?
You'd hope so.
He said, I think he made
left the gate?
Okay.
Because you walked that way.
All right. All right. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
96% fat, you fucking bald fuck.
Gina Grad.
That was the news.
Rounding up.
With Gina Grad.
White Honda's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, man. Well, we'll try to catch it tomorrow and see if it's back. Let me tell you, last but not least, about the Jordan Harbinger Show. Yeah, man. If you like fascinating podcasts and interesting people, then you'll want to check out our friend Jordan Harbinger. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. Jordan talks to Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't matter anymore, or you go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. You'll always find something useful you can apply to your own life, routine changes that boost productivity or slight mindset tweaks that change how you see the world. You'll enjoy the show. We've had him on a few times. We've had him on me and Dr. Drew's show as well. So you can just search it out, the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to finer podcasts. It is the Jordan Harbinger Show. All right, let's give the special out. It's scary in here. Adam Ferrara, it's available for free on YouTube. So doesn't get much cheaper than that.
Filmed
at Gotham. Adam's a great stand-up, so go check that out. Live dates coming up, Addison, Texas, January 21st through the 23rd. Phoenix, Arizona, CB Live, January 26th through the 30th. You can listen to the podcast, the Adam Ferrara podcast as well. Website, adamferrara.com. Go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Adam Ferrara and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
Bring your powder. Do you watch this episode of the Adam Carolla Show at youtube.com/Adam Carolla? Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Catch Gina Grad on the podcast, Easy Listening, Paul Bryan on the film, Paul, the rest of us on the water cooler. And get your tickets to see Adam Carolla Truth Yeller in Brea this February with William Shatner and Dennis Quaid. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.